Mix a stiff drink.
You know, it's early. Let's have a mimosa.
Really? Mimosa.
Bloody Mary.
Hi, everybody's here. Say present. Ken Kesler.
Present.
All right. I just want to know if you're going to follow orders or not. Or suggestions. Jennifer Horn.
Buy me a present.
Roberta Fasanelli.
I want a Bloody Mary.
That actually sounds really good right now.
Rich McFadden.
I'll take two.
Take two of those.
I don't like Bloody Mary.
I do.
Any good news?
Horseradish, yeah.
Other than the fact that we're all here together, this is part of the Jen and Ken story. There have been a lot of homes evacuated in the California wildfire. Many of you have been hearing about, many of you listening in California and that area of the country wonder, is this another one of those set fires? The spring heat wave in Los Angeles. My son said it was 96 degrees at the beach yesterday. Where Jennifer is over the hill is probably near 100, if not over 100.
When I left my office yesterday, at almost, it was about 6 o'clock.
Yep.
104 degrees.
Okay.
6 o'clock? Come on.
That's without there being a fire. Kenny is in San Diego County. What's going on in San Diego County, Kenny?
It's a blaze. We had at least 9 fires yesterday.
9?
Yes. And they don't want to say that they were deliberately set, at least not yet. Yeah. But I saw press conference after press conference in different areas where fire chiefs and mayors of the community were saying that in 20, 30 years, there has never been anything like this, and it's very suspicious.
Yeah.
Well, you live up on one of those hills, Ken. Anything near you?
There was one that was about 2 exits away, 10, 15, 20 miles away, but luckily it turned around. And shortly after I got up yesterday afternoon, I saw that it had changed direction, so it was actually going away from us, and then it was quickly contained. It wasn't as big as some of these others. They say that over 9,000 acres were destroyed yesterday.
Isn't it interesting how people in California refer to it as 2 exits away?
Yeah.
About
right, though.
Roberta on the Jersey Pike. What exit?
What exit?
Help me understand something, though, okay? I mean, I've been to San Diego several times.
The zoo, right?
Beautiful. I love the zoo.
You used to live there for a little while.
The best zoo I've ever been to in my life. No,
yeah.
It's great. So, but isn't San Diego largely rock and brush?
Not where Ken is. It's a lot of grass, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess
it's
that's
a
brush.
Lot. Well, it's desert. It is a lot of dirt, a lot of rock.
Right. So how does the desert catch on fire?
Well, the brush, the scrub brush on the surface.
Yeah, it's the scrub brush that starts it, and it can. They were saying yesterday, any one of these fires could have started with something as small as a match.
Yeah.
And because we've had a drought for so
very
long,
dry.
And it's so hot and so dry.
Right. Global warming.
Sorry. But it's different than where Jennifer is, where there's actually lots of trees.
No, it's no different. Jennifer's the same. Where Kenny is and Jennifer is, the mountains, same thing.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
And I thought there was more trees where Jennifer is.
I have a lot of trees.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees in L.A.
There's a lot of auto repair shops.
But yes, Roberta. Jump on. Go ahead.
They're equally flammable.
Right. All right, speaking
of
that,
there's
an inflammatory situation. Casey Kasem has been found.
Oh, my goodness.
He's no longer missing. He can't speak. He was found with his wife yesterday on an Indian reservation. So here's...
What? Is this the one in Washington State?
Yeah, Washington State. Okay, so here's my theory. I'm eager to have as many people hear this as possible.
If you give everybody the backstory,
he was
a good
doing
update
the top 10 rain dance countdowns.
Yeah.
Miss sensitivity over there. Look at
all right. So Casey Kasem, as most people know, was thought to have had during the winter the story leaked or was somehow or other promoted that he had Parkinson's. In fact, he doesn't. He has Alzheimer's. So when the family is at odds because there is the first family and then there is the second family. The second family is the wife of 30-some-odd years, Jean Kasem. The first family are his children. So the children want to know what's going on. Gene has sort of kept him in a protective cloister, if you will. And finally, though, one of Casey's daughters was granted conservatorship of him. in the midst of all of these back and forth between the wife and the children, yada, yada, yada.
How old is he and how old is his wife?
He's 82 and his wife is 56 or something like that.
So one would assume she still has her marbles.
Oh, yeah. And she has other things as well.
Her marbles are sizable.
Anyway. What is that, boulder holder?
The over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Okay.
Move along.
So, in essence, they drove, it would appear, to Washington State to get some, because Casey can't walk, he can't talk, he basically is immobile, and his life is, for all practical purposes, over. So she's trying to see if she can find anything. She's grasping onto anything that will give her and Casey some hope. And she doesn't apparently explain it well to the children. Either that or the children think she's cucamonga, and they say, no, we don't want to do this. So she does it anyway. My theory is...
Well, she also won't let the kids see him. That's been the big thing over the last 2 years.
Here's what really the bottom line is. At least this is what I believe to be the case. The Indian population, the Indian nations, have different ways of treating these problems than conventional, quote-unquote, normal medicine. And because it's like Chinese medicine, a lot of Chinese medicine, a lot of Indian medicine is very similar. And because there are ways, whether it's smoking peyote, I'm reaching for the exact sort of treatment because I don't know what it is, but I do know that in the Native American tradition, which basically heals much better than does our conventional medicine, and as a result of that, I'm speculating but thinking there's a good case here for bringing, boy, let's talk about puns, there's a good case here to bring him to one of these tribal homes to see if there is
alternative medicine
practiced alternatively to make him better or give him some hope. So that's my theory.
Imagine Casey Kasem on peyote.
I listen.
But look,
number nine, I got it confused.
You don't shut your kid, his children out. That's
right.
Or at least give him I'm taking dad up to a Indian reservation.
Something not normal
reservation.
About that, yeah. All right, so that's the story with Casey Kasem. 14 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Roberta has the Queen of Sheep Report coming up in a few moments. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny is monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. And Jennifer is drinking Buzzbox coffee.
Yes, actually I am.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Roberta is drinking Buzzbox coffee.
On top of my tough week, my coffee pot broke at work.
No, my
and so when I came home, I had a delicious cup of Buzzbox to soothe myself, and it was so good.
Here's Rhonda, who writes, I just wanted, as one of your loyal listeners, to have you know how much I'm enjoying my free Buzzbox coffee. I didn't mention that it's free at DougSteffen.com. This lady ordered the medium blend. Or is it New Guinea? What is it?
Oh, yeah, I had that one, too. New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea, that's how you pronounce it. Okay. She says, it's wonderful. I'm an avid coffee drinker and have grown accustomed to the bitter taste of Starbucks and other barista or gourmet coffee blends. I have a Keurig. Is that right?
Yes, that's what I have.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Love trying new roasts and flavors. I was taken back by the smell of my package in the mail. It was like a drug. I couldn't wait to open it and try it. They even especially ground it for my coffee maker. I'm now ordering future shipments. Can't wait for the package to arrive about every 6 weeks. I had no idea about all the issues with my old coffee. I will not go back. It will harm my body. I know that great things will happen through this project. And the project she's talking about is my collaboration with the Buzzbox and World Vision. We're going to get 1,000 Doug Steffen listeners to sign up for Buzzbox coffee, free coffee, at DougSteffen.com or 866-456-7805. And with that comes the opportunity for me to, through the earnings that I might otherwise have used to pay Rich or Roberta or Jennifer, we're going to buy cows instead. The cows will provide.
Cool.
I know there's a thought coming from all of you, but this is, trust me, this is a great deal. We'll be able to buy 25 or 30 cows, enough to provide milk every day for 3,000 people. 3,000 young people that are in areas of the world where there just is no way. Their bones and their structure and their body, they need the calcium that comes from the milk and the goodness, the natural goodness. They, by the way, they drink the milk raw in most of the areas that we're talking about. So World Vision helping, you're helping. All you have to do is go to BuzzBox Coffee, the BuzzBox Coffee box at DougStefan.com, or you call 866-456-7805 to get some free coffee.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty response.
Hi, it's Doug Stefan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the Memorial Day sale. Book by May 26th for travel by June 2nd. Hotels.com. The obvious choice.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diver.
Yes, the dumpster diver is here.
Berta.
Ooh. Big queen of cheap deals today, madame.
Oh, yes. And Jen, you should get this one. It's a purse organizer. It's like this thing you put inside your purse. It has handles on it. You stick all your stuff in it, and then you take it out and put it in another purse. You don't have to empty out your purse. I ordered three last night. It's under $4 plus free shipping. And you know what else I use them for when I travel? I carry one with me, and then I put it on the bathroom counter, and I take out all my junk that I carry with me when I travel, all the different cosmetics and facial products and all that stuff, and I stick it in there. And it keeps all the stuff organized, so it's not just like in a jumble in a little bag or something. So these are absolutely marvelous things. They come in different colors, and the different colors, for some reasons, are different prices. So just check out the different ones and see which one you might want to find. Rich, if you haven't done this yet for your son, those free Lego subscriptions are back again.
Ooh, I love
absolutely
them.
Wait,
girls
not
supposed to play with Legos?
Yeah, well I'm thinking Rich. I know Rich's son loves Legos, but girls love Legos too.
Sure.
So, you know, so get this for your kid. It's absolutely free. Cottonelle, those flushable cleansing cloths, since we don't have bidets here, we have to use these. They're giving you a free sample. And
they have bidets in the plaza in expensive hotels.
They do. Yeah, but I use it for my feet.
You know, that's a great way. That's a great thing.
I seriously did it in Europe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when you're wearing sandals. And Ace Hardware, this is an unbelievable deal. You buy 1 gallon, get 1 gallon absolutely free. Paint this weekend. These paints are about $30 a gallon. So this is an amazing deal. Go check it out at DougStefan.com.
Maybe I should do that at the store. Give away a free gallon of milk if you pay for one. That's for nice.
Mm-hmm.
You can paint your house with milk, too. It really is a milk
paint.
Yeah, yeah. 21 after on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Cause houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
This song is for creepers. Just FYI.
Why?
If I were invisible, I'd watch you in your room.
Yeah. Is Clay Aiken creepy?
Well, that's a creepy song.
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question. Is Clay Aiken creepy?
Not really.
He never looked very a little nice for me.
He looks like an elf.
Looks like an elf.
He does look like an elf.
Elf. Well, go ahead, Richard.
That's got to be a weird situation to be in that he's in right now.
All right, tell the story. He's running for Congress, and
he's won.
Well, in North Carolina.
Well, I thought there was a... Isn't there a primary? In the primary, he's won, but there isn't a final.
Right. That this was a primary election. He was running, and it was very close, too close to call. They were counting votes, he and this other candidate. And they were counting votes, and it was, like, down to 300, and I think...
Is that like counting cards?
He was ahead by 300 votes.
Yeah, I think he was ahead by 300, so instead of challenging the election, the other guy was going to just concede. But before he had a chance to concede... Mother Nature stepped in.
Really? You sure?
And he slipped
and fell in his home and
banana
died.
Banana peel got him.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, you know what happens when you fall down a set of steps? You can, if you knock yourself unconscious and there's a cut, you can bleed out.
Well,
that circumstance.
Who was the guy, the diet guy? Atkins.
Yeah, he fell on the sidewalk 73 years old.
Yep.
Done. Finished. All right, so Clay Aiken is running for Congress, most likely will win. And whether that's significant or not, I didn't realize
he
was so political. What's significant?
Is that this will be the first time he actually has won something. Because
because
American Idol, he was the runner-up. He was on Celebrity Apprentice, also a runner-up. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah. All right, so here's another part of the same sort of story. If you would like to hear a good story about a high school graduation, a young lady named, I don't know, Kenny, you may have to help me with this. It's S-A-I-R-A. I'm going to call it Sarah for a lag, or Syra. S-A-I.
Sarah.
Probably Sarah.
It's just spelled differently. Sarah Blair is a winner. Not old enough to vote when she unseated a West Virginia lawmaker about four times her age. GOP primary this week in West Virginia. 17-year-old is one election away from becoming the youngest state lawmaker in the history of West Virginia. Her birthday is in July, so she would barely meet the 18-year-old minimum age for a member of the House in West Virginia. About 150 votes separate her from Republican Larry Kump in the Eastern Panhandle. He's the delegate in the primary. She's a churchgoer who says she's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-business at 17.
God love her.
She plans to attend West Virginia University, skip spring classes if she is able to win the legislative seat, because the legislature is in session from January to March. They are not a full-time legislative body, which is wonderful and ought to be a great example for other states. Now, Richie, you spent time this week in captivity. Was it West Virginia or Virginia?
It was right at the West Virginia-Virginia-Tennessee borders.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how was that? You had a swell time, did you?
You know, I will tell you, and this is what I wrote on my Facebook page. You can see the whole misadventures of Rich McFadden this week on my Facebook page. It was nice. It got to be a little frustrating on day three. My water pump blew out on my car on a trip. I was going to go down 6 hours down, 6 hours back, boom. I'm done. Well, my water pump had a different story, and the closest water pump was in North Carolina. But what I wrote on my Facebook page is sometimes life interrupts your plans to remind you to take a smell the roses.
Life is what happens while you're making other plans. I have a pillow over my bed that reads that.
And
life is what happens when you're making
other plans. As I was standing there looking out my window at the La Quinta on the side of Route 81 in Wytheville, Virginia, I just stopped and I was like, this is a beautiful, beautiful area.
Yeah.
If you ride down through the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia, West Virginia, or, you know, Tennessee, it's just gorgeous down there. And the people were so nice and very hospitable. And it makes you stop and just take a look at, okay, we live in this fast-paced, you got to get it done now world. And just slow down, man. Take a break.
Slow down, man. Take a break. Speaking of taking a break, Richie, perfect time for us to do that.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, canine cognitive dysfunction. Years ago, it was called old dog disease, but here are some of the warning signs that you as a good pet guardian should know. If you notice your dog starting to wander aimlessly, or if he appears lost and confused in the yard or house, if he gets stuck in corners or behind furniture, stares into space or walls, has difficulty walking through doors, doesn't recognize familiar people, doesn't respond to verbal cues the way he used to, appears to forget reasons for going outdoors, decreased or altered response to family members, solicits attention less. That's just a partial list. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done. Years ago, you go to the veterinarian, the doctor would say, you know, it's just a matter of the dog aging. It's kind of like doggy Alzheimer's disease. But now there are medications on the market and other things you can do. We find that with human beings, if we keep their brain more active, they're less apt to get cognitive dysfunction. Same thing with your dog. Even the older dog should learn new tricks, take them to new locations. This way you can have a long, healthy, happy life together, and your dog will remember everything you ever taught it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
What are we doing? We're telling everybody it's 29 after the hour.
Oh, are we on the air?
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
The hour. Excuse me. Thank you for putting up with my allergies, because that's really where my voice goes away when it goes.
They're a little annoying, but you're welcome.
Hey, thank you, Jennifer. That's very sweet of you. Everybody's here today. Roberta Fasanelli. Nice to have her around. Breathing heavily in our ears and eating her cereal. We miss all of that stuff when she's not here. Rich McFadden back from his trip to deepest, darkest Virginia. Ken Kessler is battling the wildfires, single-handedly putting out the fire that is encompassing 20,000 acres in Southern California. And it seems like 20,000 degrees there, too. Thank heavens for the Santa Ana winds. Blow the heat.
Well, no, that blows the
no,
fire.
No, they're blowing the fire.
Well, maybe it'll blow it out.
Fanning the flames.
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your fire out, as it were. Television report coming up in this half hour. First, though, another chance for us to examine the life and times of one Donald Sterling, owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, wants to let bygones be bygones.
Too late.
In the second part of that interview he did with CNN's Anderson Cooper, I think, did he ask, was Letterman serious when he said, I did not see the interview, and I haven't really taken much interest, but did he... Kenny.
He really said that.
Tell that story. Because Letterman made fun of him last night during his monologue. Made fun of Sterling.
Sterling was talking about ways to avoid a heartbreak. And he said, he said to Anderson Cooper, wasn't there ever a girl that you wanted to win?
Nope. There wasn't. A couple of boys, though.
Not that I can think of.
Okay. All right. Anyway, nope. Moving along.
Sorry.
Anyway, so the second part of this interview, he said he had hopes for forgiveness from his fellow NBA owners. And also people he has offended.
Magic Johnson's praying for him. So
that's very nice.
Yeah.
Praying for him. Whether the NBA can get away with banning him for life, that's what they've done. But you know, whether
well,
that
the
sticks or not.
California divorce courts may come into play in this because the whole 50-50 thing.
I guarantee you this is all part of the plan. So the news broke yesterday that they're getting a divorce. The Sterlings, surprisingly, getting a divorce. And you know the reason that this is happening is so that she can take the team. Don't you think?
Well, she has 50% stake. She's not going to get more than that without it being contested by the NBA. She said so. It's a community property state. Everybody gets 50-50.
But the NBA rules are that when a majority owner loses his stake, all of the minority owners do as well. So no matter what California says about her 50%, I guess we have to see whether she's 49% or 50%.
I heard there was 50-50, but that's, you know, that's just what I heard. Haven't seen it on a piece of paper, but interesting speculation at any rate. Next item of interest today from UNORC City, where Roberta Fasanelli resides at Ground Zero. Actually, not far. She lives not far from Ground Zero. Yep. The National September 11th Memorial Museum will open up today in New York. This
That's
is
right.
some 13 years after the terrorist attacks. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they wait and open it on September 11th would have been my question.
No, it just wasn't ready.
Well, wait till next September 11th then.
Well, I think they want to try to get it online as soon as possible. From I haven't visited it yet, but from talking with people who have, it is an exceptionally moving experience. The most incredible thing is that the museum is actually 70 feet below ground. The museum stands on true Ground Zero, the actual bedrock where the tower stood. And there's also a piece of the exposed slurry wall that actually held back the river from collapsing into lower Manhattan when the trade towers fell down. A lot of artifacts. They even have a special room for the families to go into in the entrance area so they don't have to wait in line or be exposed to other people if they're, you know, grieving or have some very strong feelings. They get a sense of privacy in this private room they can go into. A lot of artifacts. In fact, there's even 14,000 pieces of human remains that have not been identified that are housed at the museum that they're keeping there, for future testing if, you know, technology changes and they're able to find out, you know, who they belong to. A lot of personal items that families have donated that were recovered from the disaster, the steel beams, pay phones, all sorts of artifacts that show you what happened. And it's also very interactive. Like when you enter towards a very dark corridor. There's a lot of audio and visual things at play that really just kind of draw you in as a full sensory experience of what happened that day. So I'm really looking forward to going to see this. You know, for, you know, us here, it was very moving to think that they finally have done this. And it's in between the two towers, by the way. You know, you have the two basins where the memorial is. Well, the museum is smack in the middle of between the two basins. So,
and the new building, the tallest skyscraper in America that was built to replace the World Trade Centers, where is that location-wise in this mix?
Basically, almost next door.
Next door, yeah.
You know.
Sure, tourists.
Isn't that tallest building shaped like a middle finger?
It does look like that.
If you're prone to thinking that's
kind of what it is.
Yeah, I'm prone to thinking
you,
that
you know,
way.
If you superimpose it, you know, on other buildings in New York, and yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. Could be. Yeah.
All right, so that's the story from New York. I, again, would wonder out loud why in the world it wasn't opened on September 11th, but they'll still be between now and then. They get the wrinkles out.
Yeah, maybe they'll do their grand opening
then. Big tourist attraction. New York City has always been a big tourist attraction when the weather gets good, pretty much year-round, but certainly from this time of year through Christmas, New York City is a big tourist area, a big part of the
economy. They figured this museum is going to take in $60 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's big. There's big business. That whole area of New York been revitalized in a sense. Not only, I mean, when you get down to Chelsea Pier, which is just a hair north of where the World Trade Center was.
You know, the meatpacking district.
It's all been redesigned. Dick Wolf pretty much single-handedly rebuilt about four blocks for production of all the Law and Order franchises. He took four or five buildings and rebuilt them into the production facilities for all those shows. And that's what started it. And then since then, it's been gentrified. And that whole, I remember going down there. It was, what a horrible place when I was much younger. And you go down there now, there's great hotels. It's a wonderful part of New York City,
you know,
close to the water. It's cool.
Speaking of tourism, my little...
Your tour to Virginia?
My tour to Southern Virginia, Tennessee, and West Virginia. When I was stuck in Wytheville, Virginia, I asked the guy at the Enterprise rent-a-car place, which didn't have any cars, but they were able to find a 15-passenger van for me to drive around for 3 days.
Did you fill it with your imaginary friend?
Hysterical, driving this thing around. But I asked the guy at the Enterprise, I said, what's the main attraction in this town? And he said, the main attraction is we're the center point between everything on Route 81. So people like you break down all the time and get stuck here.
North and south. 81's a north-south route.
Right, right. So people from Ohio to Florida to Pennsylvania to Florida.
No, it's New York, Richie. It's upper New York and then down Pennsylvania and through. Okay. That way it goes down into the mountains. Anyway.
So 7,000 people live in this small town, right?
Yeah.
They have 14,000 hotel rooms.
And there you go.
There are two hotel rooms for every person in that town.
But here's the important follow-up question, Richie. Did you go to all the radio stations in town and tell them that it was time that the people of that community heard the Doug Steffen Good Day program?
Well, we are on just down the road.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me get that straight.
No
Speaking
problem.
Of what's on, Jennifer talks to Kim Raver from 24 in a matter of moments, plus the television report coming right up here on Good Day.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor rope for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Your grit. It's what gets you up on cold mornings when sometimes the night before feels like it's barely ended. Your heart. It's what lets you appreciate the day you had because you're back home with the person your day was for.
Mommy's home!
Your purpose. It's knowing that what you do outside of the office is for everything that's inside of you.
Come on, boys!
After all you have done and do every day, you're all the proof you need that you're ready to earn your degree. And Strayer University is ready for you. With the affordable and flexible online classes you expect, the one-on-one on-campus support you need, and the one-of-a-kind way to lower your tuition. You're ready for this. Get started at strayer.edu. We've also recently reduced tuition by 20% at Strayer University, and we'll start a personal graduation fund just for you that can cover up to a quarter of your classes to make earning your bachelor's degree up to 40% more affordable. Strayer University is certified to operate by Chef.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morning win.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boss beer, pretty Boston Massive, responsibly.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime.
Bow! I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do?
Spring cleaning?
Or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Can you imagine getting the best night's sleep possible? Can you imagine if
you're...
Let me
think about that.
Really? Well, this is actually for perhaps the person you might be sleeping with, Jennifer, so that you would get a good night's sleep if you were not sleeping alone. I hope your father's not listening to this because he'd be upset with me that I was suggesting that you might...
I always sleep alone, Dougie.
Really? Really? Well, should you encounter a circumstance like Roberta might encounter, or Richie might encounter, or Kenny might encounter, because Richie and Kenny are of age now, so that they, and yeah, they can sleep with a woman, but they also are getting to the point where they may have to get up at night because it happens as you age. And if you're a gentleman in your 40s, mid-40s, and older than that, and you are not getting good night's rest because you have the urge to get up and go, and that get up and go got up and went, and then you are waking up the person that you're with and things are not happy in Leadville, here's what you do. You call 800-811-3790. How'd you that, like that, Richie? That was pretty tactful, wasn't it?
Very nice, Doug.
Very nice, yeah. 800-811-3790 for PT9. Prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients that are all natural. Put them together, and what do you have? The all-natural prostate health formula that feeds the prostate, keeps it healthy, keeps you from wanting to get up, go to the bathroom. It's effective. Fewer trips to the bathroom. This is a recommended product by people like Dr. Ken Kronhaus. 800-811-3790. A wealth of benefits, healthy prostate, normal flow, complete bladder emptying, all that good stuff, backed by science, guaranteed to work or your money back. 800-811-3790. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get a free bonus gift with your order of PT9 to keep a healthy prostate and your life long and happy. You'll live long and prosper if you take PT9. 800-811-3790.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hi, so Jennifer,
Dougie.
CBS, after all, is not going to produce How I Met Your Dad. What's the problem?
Well, they didn't want to meet him, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, they decided not to go forward with that show, which would they put a lot of money into the pilot, so it's kind of a surprise decision. But what they are ending, Dougie, which they have moved forward on, and so forward they're done, is that Two and a Half Men is going to officially end. That's the big news of the
day. But there's one more season.
Right. This coming season will be the 12th, and according to The Hollywood Reporter, it's going to be the final season. The ratings have been okay. Okay,
so let me ask you this.
Left,
everybody maybe weighs in on this quickly. What kind of smarts is it that says before you even start the season, go away, we're not going to produce it? I mean, why don't you wait till the season's over and just say, well, we're not going to renew it? Why would you a year in advance tell people not to watch the TV show?
For respected shows, they let you wrap things up.
Foolish, bad business. I would.
Well, I think it actually makes people watch.
Really?
They did it for How I Met Your Mother. They said this would be the last season.
And it was a huge
and the ratings
hit.
Were bigger
yeah.
than they had
okay,
ever
so
been.
I don't understand. I guess.
People
speaking of How I Met Your Mother, Neil Patrick Harris was offered the gig that David Letterman has.
Yeah, I thought that would have been a great thing for him. He said it would have been boring. He sat with it for a little bit, and then he said, I don't think I'd really want
doing the same monologues, the same skits, the same guests over and over again. Boring.
Really?
That's what he said.
Huh.
I'd take that boring.
Somebody gave a call to New York. Roberta, get my agent, will you please? Or you can act as my agent if you want. 51 after on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The Good Day Program, 53 FDR. You can hear my voice. I get so excited. I get so charged up. I get so interested. It's Tom Kreitler, ladies and gentlemen. And
good morning.
Yay.
It isn't like I was Anderson Cooper and interested in you that way, Tom. I'm just always excited. Did you hear the question that Sterling, have you been watching this Donald Sterling thing?
Who hasn't?
Okay. So did you watch the part of the interview where Sterling said to Anderson Cooper something about, you've had a lady in your life that you must have loved?
Yeah, my mother.
All right, enough of that. But now it's time for us to get serious about your home improvement cycle. What cycle are you in? Tom hosts the Money Pit radio program. MoneyPit.com is the Home Improvement Radio web address. Tom and Leslie Segretti every weekend go through all kinds of ways to help making your life and your home a better experience for you. I have the story about non-toxic weed killer, a recipe that I want to talk with you about, and also window rating labels. You've been blogging about that.
Yep, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. We can do that. Wow.
We can
Plus, if we're lucky, a question from you coming up here on Good Day.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus. Crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams Summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome master. Responsibly.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, let's decode window rating labels. A lot of people this time of year, Tom Kreitler, Kreidler want to start construction, rebuilding, or perhaps enhancing their home. They wouldn't likely put new windows in the middle of the winter, but it certainly can help if you put in new windows. There's a lot of great research that's been done, new manufacturing of windows. How does one decide what kind of windows to use to replace the old ones on one's home?
Well, one of the problems with shopping for windows is that every window guy that you talk to claims to have the very best, the most efficient, So how do you make sure you're comparing apples to apples? The best way to do that is by looking at the NFRC rating label. It's a standard label that's on all windows, and it gives you some stats to compare. You know, for example, UV transmissions, how much UV light is getting through that window. That can impact, you know, how much heat has to be generated by the window and how much cooling has to be generated to reverse that heat that comes through. If you compare the stats on the NFRC label, that's a good thing. The second thing to compare is Energy Star. You want to make sure that the windows that you choose are Energy Star rated as a basis. I mean, if it's not Energy Star rated, just move on. Another thing that comes up, Doug, is how much glazing do you need? You know, some window manufacturers will talk
I've
about...
I've asked that question a lot in my life. How much glazing do we actually need?
Well, we're talking about the layers of glass, right? The glazing is the glass. So whether you get double pane or triple pane, unless you live in the very most northern parts of the country, double pane glass is fine. You're not going to get the return on investment by using a triple pane window.
Really? All right. Yep. That's good. Okay. Here's a recipe. The listener sent this to me and said, what do you think Tom Kreidler would think about this recipe for a non-toxic weed killer?
Okay.
Half a gallon of apple cider vinegar, quarter of a teaspoon of table salt, half a teaspoon of liquid dish soap. Mix it and put it in a spray bottle.
I've heard this.
Spray the weeds. It costs about $6. Works better than Roundup kills on the first application. The Dawn soap strips the weed of its protective oil so the vinegar can work with deadly force. Hmm. What about that? That's it's safe
well,
for
vinegar,
children,
vinegar
pets.
Vinegar in general is a decent weed killer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, it also works on salads, you know.
But I'm wondering, it's a pretty good weed killer. If you sprayed it on your lawn to get rid of the weeds, would you kill the lawn too?
You generally do. Any type of those killers, yeah, so here's a little trick of the trade for that.
Yeah.
If you're using a product like that, or if you're using, you know, a commercial product like Roundup, if you take a milk gallon, a bottle, and you cut off the bottom of it and use it like kind of as a reverse funnel,
yeah,
cover the top of the weed and then spray down through what was the jug, the top of the jug.
On the weed
and,
itself.
And on the weed and contain that killer inside that space.
You're smart, man.
You're not going to get draft and kill everything around it. Because you're right, it will kill everything else.
Millions of people listen every weekend to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program hosted by Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti. Tom's here on Good Day.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.